Gamers Haven Actual Play.
Traveler, S.S. Clark. A brutal war raged between the Villani and the Third Imperium for decades. However, it has finally come to a close. Both sides having lost forces, each side sought to have the other pay for it, or at least that's what they believed if they were victorious. Luckily for the Third Imperium, they were on the winning side. In order for the Villani Empire to make reparations, they gave them one sector of their frontier space, and then promptly cut communications. Without a map or a vague idea of what's in the sector, the Imperium has set out to do it the old-fashioned way and send in the scouts. The SS Clark, a massive capital ship, has been launched to the sector to explore it. The Behemoth has two huge docking bays that house scout ships used in order to seek out these newly gained resources. Just because the Villani, however, turned over the territory, doesn't mean that they've told the people living in that sector that they've done so.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Verbal Network.
Oops. Right.
What's up?
Okay, well, here we are back at Traveler. Starting the Imperial Gladius Episode 3.
Yay!
What? Okay. So, as per usual, you know, your guys' 4 weeks has finally come to an end.
No!
I love my family!
Unfortunately, or I should say fortunately, it is delayed for another week.
Yay!
Because of massive repairs needing to happen on the scout ship.
Yay, I'm up to 9 weeks of training!
Someone else got fucked up besides us.
Wait, action was happening not with us? I feel biased against this thing.
By the way, that puts me 1 week off from actually my next skill. Sad. Yeah, screw you, Chief Steve.
That's okay, I'm still 9 weeks away.
The next time we get back, I'll be leveled up.
You guys will hear rumors floating about the ship that Team 1, the people that you share your ship with, apparently encountered an ancient old alien derelict.
Sweet!
Unfortunately, they weren't able to get close enough to do any sort of documenting or sensor work, but they did escape.
I'm jealous.
No. Damn.
And, team, you guys, one of these scout ships will be taken out of commission, or one of the teams will be taken out of commission, namely Team 1, to deal with radiation the radiation sickness that they had.
Poor guy.
Does that mean the ship's just not going to do any scouting every other week?
Oh no, the ship is fine. After a week of detox, that's no problem. The people, however, are still going through detox.
What I meant, though.
Mm-hmm. That means I can't go talk to them, is it?
No, you can go to sick bay.
I'm going to go sick bay.
The 4 weeks off, would that be enough to detox?
No.
Okay, so that means there's going to be this ship not doing anything for a while.
That is correct.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Basically, the ship is going to be docked for an extra 4 weeks.
So I go down to sick bay with a portable recorder.
Alright. Each of the four members are kind of off in their own little kind of cubbies.
Who worked sensors during that time?
Lieutenant Kimahara.
I'm gonna go over to Lieutenant Kimahara.
All right.
7 weeks.
Now, you, of course, ask permission. The nurse says, "Of course, but please keep it short because they just got back. Oh, about a week ago."
I'll try.
I make no promises.
As you walk in, you see a hairless Aslan shivering beneath some covers, and her head is basically bald at this point.
Whoa.
You can see that one of her eyes has actually gone to kind of a pumpkin orange color, while the other remains its natural blue color.
I think so.
Okay.
I was going to ask you some question about the alien ship. Are you okay? You want some hot chocolate?
She kind of blinks a few times and says, I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm Francis Roberts. I'm from the other team on the ship.
Oh, team 3.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I remember some. It happened so fast.
What happened? Because I've heard rumors. There's something like you guys found a derelict alien ship, and then we went up to scan it, like fired laser beams at you and irradiated the ship.
Nothing quite so glorious. We were heading to the third planet in the sector. And we were hopping planets, going from the fourth planet all the way to the first planet, starting furthest out, going furthest in.
That's also what we do. We like to make things complicated.
And passing between 4 and 3, there was a asteroid field. And our sensors didn't pick it up. Our pilot picked it up as it was firing.
Oh. So you didn't even get to see what it was. So how was it? Did you know that if it was a derelict alien ship? Was it an alien base? Were they spies?
They spoke to us in a code that is not registered by any population that in the found by the scouts.
Why are they going at a derelict if it's firing at them?
So
I'm just kind of curious, Andre.
That was the rumors. Do you think it's still there?
Yes, I'm positive.
Why do you say that?
Why the derelict is still there?
Yeah, how do you know if it's derelict? You never actually saw.
Well, it was an asteroid.
So it might just be a base.
Yes, it might.
Do you want some hot chocolate? You're kind of cold.
You mean the alien derelicts from, like, Sword of the Stars that always blow up your stupid little scout ships whenever they arrive on planet?
They annoy me.
Fucking derelicts. But as I say, they blow up your scout ships.
So what happened with all the radiation? Just hit your ship, busted open, radiation seeped in?
It fired I won't call it a missile, and I won't call it a laser. It was something in between the two.
A missile laser.
Proton torpedo.
Basically, it was like a pulse. And it basically just ran straight through the ship.
So it was a pulse of energy that ripped through solid matter.
Yes.
Ooh.
It even went through our normal standard HEV suits that we wear while in space.
Time to play. Okay.
I don't think they're sending us there, those two.
Alright. Well, sleep well.
Thank you. And don't get yourself killed. Don't find whatever we found. Maybe one of these times we'll actually find a system that's not in some sort of upheaval. Maybe we'll actually find a nice recreation planet. I can hope. You can see her tail thrashes slightly underneath the covers.
You find one that's like, happening. You know, just recreation planet, we can spend a week there and
say, no, hey. You spend 4 weeks there.
Hey, we found a recreation planet! We documented everything there for you.
The spa was fabulous.
Unfortunately, the recreation planet we end up on is the land of fluffy bunnies.
Welcome to hell.
It was the best. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go back to my room, get a laser gun, and start playing with it and make it into a solid, shoot solid matter of energy. I'll probably explode a couple of times.
You blow out several batteries.
That's okay. The government has enough of them.
They do start questioning your constant requisition of battery-packed spear guns. When you're on the ship, and you haven't been documented entering the firing range.
Don't worry about it!
It's our job to worry about it, sir.
I know. Here's a dollar.
A what?
Oh, that's nice. I get to be super lazy.
Yay!
Alienware built in a reformatting process on its own.
Nice.
I click a button and it does it for me.
So, can I look up to see where exactly they were sent?
Yep. They were sent to Sector.
Let me make sure I didn't accidentally write it twice.
So I'm assuming they're not going to send us back there, right?
No.
No, that doesn't mean I can't ask.
She's like, we should go there.
No.
So like, on our way back, we're going to hit this man.
We found another alien derelict. Wipe where the ship was.
It was 405. You guys are being sent to 305.
That's okay.
The sector next to it.
That's good.
No. It was in 505. You guys are being sent to 305.
There's a sector between us.
Yes, the sector's here's where the capital ship is. They went this way, you're being sent this way.
Maybe if we go to this planet we're going to, all that's there is just a gas train, we can refuel it and go visit that.
No. Yeah.
I'm gonna go put in a request to be sent to 505.
It's denied.
I know. But it's now on paper that I've requested.
And it turns out something to be documented and come back when the Imperial or when the Imperial Navy feels like dealing with it. Or than the Imperial Scouts.
Alright.
I'm
good.
I'm probably spending that week helping the poor souls.
Yes.
Like, damn.
That was all like, dang, sister!
There's only one human in the group. He is their leader, mainly because he's a linguist as well. They have a computer technician, mechanic, an engineer, Hiver.
Nice.
A Varger.
Yes.
Security officer.
Maybe.
Okay. I suppose he's
and an Oslon sensor diplomat.
He'd be like me and the toughest he'll ever get.
Oh.
At a one endurance.
You mean plus one endurance?
Yeah. His style of security is, if I don't get hit, then it doesn't matter what my endurance is.
Yeah, I'm just a tough son of a bitch.
He prefers long, protracted combats using 9/10 cover.
By the way, due to repeated injuries, I begin lobbying the command for a set of combat armor.
Unfortunately, I do not have any in requisition at this
what
point.
You need to get is a tower shield with a stand. So yes, anywhere you go, just turn around.
That's
cover.
Not stopping me from lobbying and attempting to get them to requisition some from the main fleet.
That's fine. Whenever they meet back up with, you know, Imperial space.
Oh, you mean in 10 years? All right. I'm good to go, guys. You guys ready?
I knew I should have looted some from the previous place we were. But no! No, the fact that it's Valani makes it bad!
Racial pride, duh!
Fuck racial pride! I'm dying!
Maybe you could disguise this so it doesn't look Valani.
Anyways, anyone else want to do anything this last week?
I have stim drugs, I forgot about that.
Alright, I take it as a no.
Alright, you recap? Is that what you're asking?
No, I was wondering if anyone's going to notice anything special in this week.
No. I'm working.
You need to pay for it at first, and then they'll just replenish it.
Yeah. I have money. Somewhat. I just want one, because I'm needing to kill people more than just stun them, it seems.
Well, stun nades are hard to actually stun people with now.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you have to get through their armor.
Yeah.
You just have to wear a heavy armor. Well,
it's great for, you know,
Crowd control.
Which is probably what they were originally designed for.
Alright. I'm gonna go kill some. I mean, scout something.
Yeah. Sam.
Alright.
I'm gonna go steal alien technology.
We're not going to the ship.
I know, but there might be something over where we're going. I mean, it's only right across, you know? You can make it.
Yeah. There's just several million light years, or. No, not million.
It's 2 sectors away.
It's 1 jump away for us.
Yeah, I know. I'm just pointing out that they...
I don't know how many millions of light years a sector is. I don't... Or how many light years it is.
The thing is...
I function in sectors because that's the math that they give
me. If our simple scotch can jump 2 sectors, imagine what these aliens could have jumped.
It turns out they're running on fossil fuels. They don't even have a jump drive.
They just have advanced weaponry.
That is really, 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 really long-lived.
Alright, so let's
get radiation is actually their way of communication.
Alright.
Oh, that sucks.
Let us head out.
Yeah! Ah!
They wonder why no one ever talks to them.
Why do all the aliens run from us? We just want to be friends.
Alright. So let's go to 305.
Alright, you guys input the coordinates, taking your wonderful sweet time back on the ship. And you'll notice that everything has this nice, clean, sterile feeling. You're pretty sure all the bacteria on the ship is probably dead.
I feel like I need to cough.
A very proper place.
I mean, even hospitals are dirtier than this.
Now, here's the question. Is it the purging due to the radiation, or the purging due to the disease we brought on board last session?
The radiation.
The radiation / the radiation purging.
We brought a disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Vardar sexually transmitted disease.
That apparently mutated from just being an STD to some sort of lethal strain.
Interesting. Alright, well, I'm going to be in my hev suit as soon as we get out of jump, because, quite frankly, it's dangerous.
It's always dangerous to you.
Yes.
Are you really this paranoid in space?
Do you know what happens if there's a hole in the
Yes, Bones. Stuff? Yes, we do.
Yes.
The the emergency shutters activate and seal that section of the ship.
Depends on how big it is. I mean, the one that hit us before, that was bad.
Okay, so let's assume they blow out a portion of the ship large enough where it becomes an issue. A non-issue.
Alright.
Our ship's not moving. You're fucked.
True.
Anyway.
In all honesty, if I'm out of my suit, it ends quicker.
No.
Sorry.
Although there is the issue of depressurization so your head explodes.
The quick ending, though.
True.
Instead of starving to death on the ship.
All right,
so what do we see out here?
Cannibalism, which I'm sorry. You guys,
it's not technically cannibalism.
As you guys jumped in the system, the first thing you guys notice is obviously, of course, the sun, as per usual. You'll notice that this is a blue giant sun.
Ooh.
This is roughly 200 times the size of the Earth's sun.
Ooh.
And it has basically resorted to burning helium at this point, which of course casts an interesting light on the entire system. But what this also means is this is a hell of a lot hotter than the Earth's sun.
So if we stick our head outside, our voices go squeaky for like 1 second?
Just to let you know, as you guys get closer, you know, you can feel the ship warm up 1 Celsius in space.
Crap.
There are 7 systems. Or 7 planets.
So there's 7 systems around the star? Holy shit!
You have 4 weeks. Good luck.
Right, fuck that.
There are 7 planets.
Alright.
The 7th planet is, of course, the gas giant.
Of course.
I'm sure that's how it works.
And there are 6 planets in between there. The smallest, next to the sun. Well, next to.
Yeah, you're the biologist. How far away from the sun do we have to get before they actually become capable of sustaining life?
don't know, is a giant blue
star? Do you have anything in space science?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. Not the
space. Yeah, because there actually is a planetology.
Mm-hmm. So there's like a athletics is how you throw grenades, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why don't you ask the computer?
3 is 6.
Biology has nothing to do with space and heat.
How long could a human live in a helium environment?
Poke the computer.
I give you a
yes.
A decimal.
of the 7 planets in the system, including the gas giant, how far away from the sun do we have to get before we actually start sustaining life?
Based on the current temperature and possible in evolutionary adaptations, the 3rd planet.
Okay, so presumably we can safely ignore the first 2 planets until...
There might be resources there.
Could be minerals.
Until near the end of our voyage. They're just going to be quick scans. Well, let me phrase that. Quick.
I'm prospecting for minerals.
That's my job, I'm staring at the sensors. Damn. Beep. Where's Miranda? We
beep.
Talked about getting the factory. Did I actually see that? Alright. I need to check to see how much I can carry if I can start bringing my rocket launcher along on
it. It is your strength plus your endurance in kilograms.
That no,
is
I know that. I need okay. to check weights.
I bought a couple grenades.
Okay.
They're cheap. Alright, so let's work our way in. Let's start, because number 7 is the gas giant. We'll refuel, and while we're there, we'll do a quick scan, see if there's anything there.
I should say, I requisitioned a couple of grenades.
Planet 6?
Well, you said there's 7, right?
Yeah.
And the 7th is the gas giant, so yeah. I assume the quick scan reveals nothing but gas giant.
It reveals that it is primarily composed of xenon.
Interesting. Number 6.
That for planetology nerds, that is indeed weird. But for the other, for you four, does our ship run on it? Yes.
Works for me.
What is xenon?
It's the gas that they use in the neon signs.
So basically,
it's blue, I think.
Basically, this is a
I could be a
glowing planet.
Sweet!
All you have to do is put a tiny electrical charge in here, and this whole planet will glow.
Yeah, as long as you have an electrical charge running through the planet.
Awesome. I can effectively bring my rocket launcher on missions.
Okay.
Okay.
You have choices if you choose to.
After last time? Yes. Alright, so planet 6.
Alright.
Give me seis. Rule seis.
Nice. Give me scanning.
Nice. Alright. We is 6. Does the computer add anything?
No.
Dang.
Alright.
I really want to burn a Benny on this.
Can we try again?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can just try.
I'll just stare at it for... Oh, it's D6 hours. 6 hours.
Alright. At the 3rd hour... Give me a sensors check at minus 6.
I hate you sometimes, Andre.
Oh, wow.
11 plus 3
is
8.
Yes, 11 plus 3 is 8.
11 plus 3 is 14 minus 6. Wow. I think I got it.
All right.
Congrats. You obviously look at the right spot.
Something is heading this way. Fast.
Hey, guys! Incoming! This is why I need my HEV suit. I spend a minute to go get my... Well, first, I point the scanner towards the thing.
It will be here in 16 seconds.
All right, I can hurry.
Is it a ship? Is it a...
turret.
It looks missile-sized.
Can I shoot it out of the air?
Sure.
I can try, at least.
Yep.
I run for my HEV suit.
Minus 6 because of the speed at which it's going. In addition, it is a cloaked missile, and it seems to be targeting you guys.
Well, pilot, take evasive maneuver.
Alright.
Alright.
Okay.
Since he identified it, you only have a minus 2, but if you move, you have penalties.
So minus 8?
Yes.
Oh, what should you prefer?
You roll double 6.
Where are you going to shoot it?
Well, I can always roll double 6s.
I recommend moving. I run for my HEV suit at this point.
Okay. You recommend moving. You have 16 seconds, and you hope you can get out of the way.
How many seconds is that?
Well, 1 3/5.
Pilot in this dex, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
that's my dice.
Where is your dice?
4.
The big box. It's downstairs.
If you fail, what I would not recommend bennying.
It was there for a couple of weeks now, Tyler.
Why'd you get buried down there?
Effectively, I got a 5 with a -2.
Okay. Mm. Basically, he says, dodge, dodge, dodge! You're like, ah!
Dodge where? What am I dodging?
Considering it does not it barely shows up on sensors, and it is not visually able to be seen, you go, dodge! She moves, and it still hits.
Oh my god, dodge where?
And they're going, beep, 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 beep.
Missile! At this point, the missile slams into the back part of the ship, hitting the jump drive.
I hate you. He still gets a chance to shoot it.
Well, he has to.
He rolls natural 8s.
He has to hear, walk up, move to his door, open it. There's his first action. Run to the gun and sit down. There's the second action.
Okay, so you should have told me that I couldn't shoot then.
Yes.
Okay.
Mental note, we should scan for enemies before we start scanning planets.
Why?
Yeah. So, the jump drive is now out of commission.
And also, the maneuver drive is also out of
So basically, we're just a floating paper.
Again.
Well, dodging is going to be hard.
That is not true. Because of the way that the ship hit you, you have now entered the orbit in a slightly sloping downward gradient.
It was slowly crashed.
As if we're slowly approaching the planet?
Yes. And since you no longer have any maneuver drives, once you get inside atmosphere, you are at gravity's will.
And so I put my headset on and go to the engine room.
This is working off the... If you build a ship, you build it in space. It's not going back to planet.
Well, our ship can go back to planet.
Your planet does go back to planet. It's just usually you have...
a maneuver drive.
Maneuver drive to help you
at
land.
At this point, we're a flying kite. A giant metal kite.
We're an airplane?
I got an 8 plus... This would be engineer engine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a 0 effectively.
When you open it up, or when you're in your HEV suit, and look back there, not only did it hit them like directly causing damage, you'll notice that all the electricity in the room has been shut off.
So can I turn the electricity back on?
No, because one of the things that was hit was the power plant.
So we don't have a power plant, jump drive, or maneuver drive.
Nope.
Is life support at least still functioning?
Yes, because that's running on emergency power, which is not in the same room as the power plant.
Which was smart!
So basically all we've got right now is life support.
And, all right, so now, and a minor amount of control on the ship.
As in, once we finally start hitting wind, we can adjust the tail flaps to...
You can have a minus... You can take your pilot check at a -6 to safely land in the crash zone. For every one that you fail by, something happens to the ship.
Can I fix the power plant?
Not in the time before you hit planet.
And we hope there's not another missile.
Well, I'm going to go take the co-pilot seat then and help try landing this thing.
And so you're going to strap yourself in, going... Who is not strapping themselves in?
Steven, you're bennying that.
That's a 7.
Oh, okay.
Plus,
I suppose. What does military protocol suggest I do with this situation?
Put your head between your knees and kiss your butt goodbye.
That's about it. You sit down and strap yourself in and go, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
You're like, emergency landing!
Maybe my plastic bits will protect me.
The first minute or so, since you guys were in the upper orbit, is actually fairly calm and graceful because gravity hasn't really started to affect you yet. And then you begin hitting the atmosphere.
You have to get on the speaker and do this is your captain speaking thing.
By the way, Steven, what does that actually give you?
8.
You'll want to roll again. Assisting is the number you succeed by is added to her roll.
Oh.
So getting at does jack.
Yeah, I'll see what she rolls. I might not have to bet.
With a -6.
Why do you have a -6?
Because that is landing without any guidance computers, piloting control, or anything else.
Actually, I do have pilot spacecraft, so that's a 9.
I have a net of -5.
So, with his 9, you have net of -4.
Roll, see what you got. I might have to Benny mine. Depending on how good you roll, you might have to Benny both.
Is there anything that cool off? Get hot.
your ship is built to sustain it. Unless you're in a room that is damaged. For example, if Steven was in the room with the power plant while entering orbit.
Yeah, that's stupid.
How you doing back there?
I'm talking with the radiation people! And trust me, it is understandable if you fail this. This is something that's kind of a part of the scenario.
I got it again.
I got that the same.
Okay. What is your total bonus don't get the minuses to pilot spacecraft?
1.
I have a 2. So we'll use mine. And you assist me.
Okay, fine. I rolled double sixes.
Of course! How much does that give you?
12. 13. 13 plus 5. So.
Minus 5. No, plus 5.
She also suffers the penalties.
Oh, okay.
So, Steven, you wouldn't have had anything before.
Oh, I didn't know I took the penalties as well.
No, I'm sorry, you take minus 4. You do take one step less, I'm sorry.
So, okay, you got 13 minus 9. 4. 9. So, I add, so 1 to me.
That is the best you'll ever do.
Yeah, that's the best I can have!
And then minus 5?
Yes.
Is 8. No, 7.
7.
You only failed by 1, which is about as good as we can.
I should keep it.
We'll keep it.
Okay.
I think that's actually fairly good for this situation.
Yes.
You will only suffer 1.
4 bennies? 3 bennies?
You'll only suffer 1 additional hit to the ship after the jump drive, power plant, and maneuver drive.
My assist was holding on to the steering wheel, make sure it doesn't turn.
That's right.
There are 2 seats for piloting.
Strength.
There are 2 seats for piloting. So you get in there and start piloting, and you're like, how do I fly without engines? I don't know. Why don't you try? Okay. None of us has. Actually, Andre, at this point, it probably wouldn't be spacecraft. It'd probably just be a flyer.
Yeah.
I don't have a pilot flyer! No!
I have drive.
Once we hit the ground, that'll give us handling. Wait! I have a great idea to save our lives. Everyone get on the hovercraft. We'll jump out of with the hovercraft while it's crashing.
Overrule.
That's right, Captain goes out of the ship.
If I'm going down, you're going down with me, crazy man.
Alright. That's vehicle. I need ship hit locations.
So, if you would have been primary on that, that would have given you a 13. I would have added, 9 plus 2. I wouldn't have added anything. 13 minus 5 would have put you down to an 8, right? So we wouldn't have taken any if you were primary on that. Bad time to switch. Bad time.
Oh, well, whatever.
Alright, here we go. Space combat. Alright.
It was probably because we switched, I rolled double sixes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably wouldn't double ones.
Okay.
You know what? I should take mechanic and engines next or something.
Considering they're a fairly important part of the ship.
Well, I took engineering electric. Thinking that would be more important.
Like, alright, guys. The bridge takes a hit.
So both the pilots are sitting there going, I see the dirt. dirt! Dirt!
Alright, 11.
Ow.
All crews suffer 2d6 damage in addition to the crash damage. So you all sustain 5 past armor.
Okay.
So 5 past armor?
5 past armor.
Okay.
I need an eraser, please. Can I steal your eraser?
Alex doing this the way that doesn't require him to mess up his character.
Alright.
We die in the mountains!
Oh look! A mountains! Mountains! It's like trying to drive a car without power steering.
As you guys realize in horror, you see water, 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 land!
Bad Bad aim.
You guys see the wonderful force you guys are coming up on. You can see that it's lush, and birds are flying everywhere and screaming in horror. And a meteor from the skies is coming down to smite the earth. And it goes, BAM! Nose dives in. The last thing you guys do see is a chain of mountains in front of you. All of you are rendered unconscious.
Oh, I bet.
Now's the check to see how long you're unconscious. Go ahead and give me an endurance check.
I got double ones!
That doesn't mean... That just means it'll take a while for you to wake up.
I got a 3.
Okay.
Do we include our minuses?
No, not at this point.
Okay, so I got an 8.
11.
Okay.
I got 6.
Six. Okay.
What well, it was, I had my head set on, but forgot to put on my helmet, so when you crash, I went, gee!
No, you hit the inside of your helmet. There's this nice red smear on the inside.
So I'm perfectly safe in here, as long as I have enough air. The problem is, I'm kind of bleeding.
Apparently, putting my head between my legs and kissing my ass goodbye was the appropriate reaction.
That's why they told
Alec,
me to do it.
Yeah?
You are only unconscious for 12 hours. Give me 11.
I hate you.
You are unconscious for a full 24 hours. Tyler, you are unconscious for 32 hours.
I'm unconscious for a week.
You are unconscious for 48 hours. So after 12 hours, Alec, you go... Now, basically, put your stats to the point where you are 1 point above unconsciousness.
So that would be 0 endurance and like 1
in strength or dex. Because basically the ship crashing is going to do enough, but I didn't want to put down a number just in case I said too much, if you know what I mean.
So is that just the general for all of us?
Yes, you will wake up barely conscious.
Ugh.
You're pretty sure at this point, you know the little safety harness, you're pretty sure both your clavicles are broken. Well, one of them's broken, one of them is probably...
Cracked.
So, wait, you said we have 1 in both stats?
1 in one stat, and 1 of your other stats is full.
And then 0 endurance.
And 0 endurance.
No,
you took enough to render you unconscious, but not enough to kill you.
I can be really cheesy and put a 1 in strength, and I have 11 dex still.
I was probably gonna
yes, think. You could. But seeing you pick up something is hilarious, because your carrying capacity is...
It's already at -1.
Your carrying capacity is 1 kilogram.
That's actually what I did, because after a crash, I'm sitting there going, I can still, you know, move my hands and grab stuff. The problem is I can't.
Considering what he just said, I'm putting a 1 in dexterity. I don't see myself being particularly,
I can see my dex going first.
It all makes sense to you, as long as it makes sense to you.
Okay. I suppose when I wake up...
And the first thing you do is you fall. As you realize the ship is in this position.
Alright, I suppose the first thing I do is check on the rest of the crew.
All of them are still breathing. She's obvious to tell. He's obvious to tell. You lift up the front, the little glass part of his suit has a little spider web crack. But inside, he's fine. But
he can see blood bubbles.
Yeah, you just see the giant blood smear, but he is... The quick check of... Yeah, you feel breathing.
Hit the mustache.
After that...
I suppose I begin establishing a perimeter around the ship.
Okay, you... stumble and you climb your way out of the ship, because as I said, it's at this angle at this point. You kind of climb... You'll notice that, like, the rooms are all in disarray. The common room, the only thing that isn't all over the place is the table that is bolted down.
The table that is actually part of the ship.
I'm going to say, before I begin establishing perimeter, I will procure medical supplies and set up a...
You
re-establish
grab,
the med kit.
You grab her med kit.
There's nothing in the med bay at all? Or
there's a few things in the med bay. Yes, you can climb up and get a few of the, like, painkillers. Pills,
I do have level in rank in medic. So,
you know which ones to get. Basically, right now, painkillers and...
Band-aids and...
things to set bones. You also grab something just in case for shock.
Okay.
Because that would make sense if someone had gone into shock.
And then I will work on establishing a perimeter.
You step outside.
Is there oxygen?
There's plenty of oxygen. There's plenty of smoke, too.
Well, considering portions of the forest are probably still on fire.
You kind of look around, and you basically landed in a grove of trees, and there's this kind of emptiness, and then some trees around it.
Well, we've got a fairly good visibility in terms of hostiles coming out of the forest. Ow, my eyes.
And it doesn't have a blue hue here.
Just it does have kind of a bluish hue.
I'm blue and I believe I'm dead.
Just to be on the safe side, I pull out my motion sensor, activate it, see lots of movement in the forest.
I mean, we're at 10.
Actually, no. Oh. There isn't.
Okay.
You're like, oh shit!
No, there's one curious lemur.
Oh, because there's no, always. No,
no. You see this whole thing, it goes. Then it disappears.
It is sad. Because they are the tree spirits, and we just killed lots of trees.
Just a few. Hey, this is the best way to do deforestation.
Okay.
Crash landing.
You hop out. Gravity's a bitch. And one of the things you realize is the gravity on this planet is about 0.4 higher than you're used to. So basically imagine Earth's gravity is about 40% heavier.
And your injured state.
Luckily, my strength is unaffected by the crash, so I'm uncomfortable, but it's not.
Effectually, I'm going to have a zero strength.
Basically, this is a heavy plant, and you'll notice that most of the plants are a bit more kind of like squat. And
hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
I am looking at the right plant, right? Size 9, yes, okay.
All right.
After about a couple hours, I need you to give me a recon check. Because you're doing recon.
This is intelligence based?
It is indeed intelligence based.
Okay. So let's see. 10.
Despite being in pain, despite smoke being everywhere,
I was well trained.
You were well trained, and you were pretty sure either a midget or a kid is standing in the tree line looking at you in shock and horror. And a bit of curiosity. You see this boy, like, behind a tree.
I told you, curious lemur. A very big lemur.
I suppose I put my hand on my auto pistol at this point, or I suppose I'd already have it out. I'm ready to fire should anything happen. I do not open fire on it though.
As soon as he notices that you notice him, he and dashes off.
Oh, great, we're not alone here. I really hope someone wakes up.
Because you're the only one.
I pull out my transceiver since I assume there's no comm network on this planet.
There's no comm network. Well, of course, you didn't really see if there were satellites on the way down.
Are any of you awake in there yet?
Radio silence.
I don't have a transceiver.
I assume there's one built into the ship somewhere.
If it had power in it, yes.
Oh, okay.
Remember the other place that took the damage was...
Power
okay, did anyone actually take my advice and buy a transceiver?
Nope. Yes.
I did.
Okay.
I have one. I have comms. I have basically every form of communication possible.
I would say it's probably in your bedroom.
Yeah, I have a radio transmitter in case something like this happens and there's no civilization around.
Did make a point of saying comms don't work on most of the planets we're going to.
Comms, short range comms, like if we're in the ship or if we're in a room, we can use comms and go, hey, where are you?
Assuming our ship has its own comm network.
It does.
It itself does have like a, I think it was 5 kilometer comm network.
Okay. So they are useful close to the ship. But
yeah, useful next to the ship. Basically, one guy out walking the perimeter. Nothing yet.
Or I'm back in the engine room doing something. Hello? Hello? Kay. I'm lonely.
All right. You patrol for maybe about another 4 hours before you decide
it's past that time.
it's time to go into the ship and see if you can
wake anyone else.
Rest.
Okay.
Lockdown.
You really want to fall asleep, but since you have one rank in medic, you know that you don't want to fall asleep, because if you've got a concussion, that's when you fall comatose. You can go into a coma.
Kind of what I...
So basically right now, I'm probably taking stems to keep myself awake right now.
Space
coffee.
Hey, you can go get the Varder supply. You know he's got some stem problems.
After another 12 hours of you sitting there trying to remain just...
Conscious.
You're basically sitting there at the door at this point, just kind of looking outside. You know, the forest fires have actually now started kind of dying down.
It's well, we're far enough... What's the day cycle on this planet? Do we have any idea?
Well, it's been a total of 12 hours, and the sun seems to have moved about 20% of the way across the sky.
Okay, so we have a lot of daylight left.
Well, it's really, really far out there.
Well, no, the day cycle would be the rotation.
Yes, and it's... the planet is much bigger than Earth.
It's a very big planet.
Yeah.
It's planet size 9.
True.
What Earth size is 7, Earth? Isn't it?
Earth is 7.
Okay. So we're 2
size categories. It's a very big planet that moves very slowly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a dwarf.
Hey, if it moved quicker, the gravity would be less.
Maybe.
Alright.
I might be off on the 20%, but right now he's a little delusional. You don't want to look at the giant blue ball. Ah!
There's a ball in the sky, man!
Well, totally. Regardless, if it spins faster, the gravity's less.
Yeah.
I thought if it... No, whatever. I don't know.
At this point, after 12 hours, you finally...
The gravitational pull of...
regain consciousness.
If the spinning is...
Jessica, once again, right here, probably some heavy bruises, and you think the worst part of it is you may have broken your tail.
That's why they can do artificial gravity.
Because the way you were sitting on the...
By the way, I will say, I did move them to a position where they're not, you know, sitting in their chairs going like...
And they won't fall out of there.
Basically, I found a part of the ship that is still reasonably flat, or they're laying on a wall, I guess.
If you go over and recline my chair.
You basically, instead of having the chairs facing this way, you rotate them, because they are the little spinny chairs, so now their back is to the front, and they're leaning like this. So you finally come to after about 12 hours of joy.
One head time.
And that's when you realize your tail is broken.
Good morning. Ow.
Good morning, officer.
Good morning. No, I don't have stem problems. I swear. I like the coffee.
Well, it's nice to have someone else awake. This is... and boring.
How long were we out?
Well, as far as I can tell, I was out for about 12 hours, maybe. I think it's been another 12 hours. I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell time with the sun, and the power's out on the ship.
It's been probably about, you know, 2 hours. Just hoping the sun's moving.
That's why
I probably do have a watch somewhere on me.
Or a PDA that's not hooked up to the system.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Still sane?
Well, I'm as well off as I can be. I've got a few stims in my system right now, so I'm a little tweaked.
I can hear the chitter.
Well, you know, I figured I don't want to pass out on an alien planet while I may have a concussion, so...
And the only person who might still be alive in the group.
Yeah. It's my duty to keep you people safe, so I've got to do that.
When you talk about this ship crashing, all I can see is the Star Trek with the Enterprise crashing into the planet.
It's kind of the image I had in my head, except on a much, much smaller scale. Yes. This is like a 100-ton ship, and that's a capital ship, because it was like...
When the Enterprise crashed, didn't the bridge get destroyed?
Yeah, well, that's because that kind of ship is not meant to go in planet.
No, they separated the command bridge, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. And that
they always separate the command bridge.
But as yet, that kind of ship is not designed to go in
planet. This one is. This is a scout ship. That's why it's got a crew of 4 as opposed to, like, 2,000.
Anyways, but yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, if you can keep watch until your stims wear out, I'll start applying medical attention to everyone.
Maybe do me first. I like to sleep.
Yeah, well, let you do that when the stim wears off.
Unfortunately, the damage window has passed. Basically, I think you can do... Can I see the book? I think you might be able to do a little first aid.
I at least set anything broken.
Yeah. I know she's been able to do...
Like my tail!
Hold on.
My poor tail!
First aid can benefit up to an hour after their injury, so no.
So everyone on the ship is essentially fucked.
You need surgery.
And then medical treatment.
I mean, this is worst case scenario.
No, not necessarily. Not all of us are dead.
Well,
you only...
Yet.
We only failed the pilot check by 1. Just think if there was any more.
At least check me for a concussion. That'd be great.
Yes, I can.
Give me a quick medic check.
Look at the colors.
As I waddle is my way over there.
Since you're so used to swishing your tail when you move,
my balance is off.
And it hurts.
It hurts because it's hanging there.
On the upside, I can set your bones. So.
Mm-hmm.
Is it intelligence or education?
Either can be used, actually. I think
whichever one's higher. It all depends on what the
poisons
DM
and
the check is.
Poisons and diseases I know are intelligence. Everything else I think is education.
I thought that'd be
because you have to think quick to be able to counteract it. Everything else is just basic under not.
Okay. 10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He does have a mild concussion. Basically he needs to be awake for a few more hours, probably about another 2 or 3, and then he should be good.
The stems will probably will have worn off by then.
When the stems wear off, you go to sleep.
Yes, it's basically, and good night. No, we're under attack!
All right, after 8 hours, you're out cold. At this point, you're kind of waking up.
I've almost locked everything down at this point.
The Varger now wakes up. See, Jessica's clavicles and whatnot weren't broken because she had boobs to absorb the impact. Unfortunately for the guys...
My poor boobs. They feel squished.
Yes, your boobs have this nice bruise that looks like a safety belt.
Here's the question, actually. Do Ocelot have 2 boobs or 6?
2, because 6 boobs bug the hell out of me. And every picture
no,
I've seen...
No, 2 boobs, 6 nipples.
3 nipples on each boob. 4 really long boobs.
Old woman saggy!
As the Varger finally goes...
That's good. Yes.
The only other person you see still in the cockpit is the blood smeared suit.
I have an issue. Could you pass me a tissue?
Sure. Tap, tink, tink, tink. Well, it might be a bit more dried at this point.
It has been over a day in our time.
I was actually probably in the gun.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
saying
you were
holding
the gun.
I can shoot it.
By the way,
in case we got shot by another missile.
Basic external cuts and bruises, scratches were band-aided while I was born.
Yes.
So you took a wet rag and wiped off my blood, and then applied a band-aid to it.
So I waddled down the ladder.
You. And then you realize the ship is like this, and you're like,
because I got 1 strength.
Because climbing is strength.
You know what? That's really gonna suck since the gravity is higher here.
That's what I said. Start climbing, I'm like,
I actually supposed to come your direction, and when I hear you thump down.
Oh, the pain. Oh. Don't worry so much.
Go outside the ship, stay inside the ship. What are you two doing? Because he's out.
I'm staying inside the ship.
Probably for the best. By the way,
shut the door.
I would have made a point of mentioning that there are, there does seem to be some sort of people.
Indigenous civilization.
I'll shut the door and collect some things.
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome back to the living.
You walk over to the door. And at this point, breaking the tree line, so you're like getting ready to close it, breaking the tree line, you see what appear to be 100-ish guys with this giant plume and this iron helmet and this breastplate.
Space Romans.
And this big shield. And there seems to be 20 guys on horses. They look like horses. They actually look like horses. They're just kind of stocky. And
big,
and horses. They, of course, have not only that, but they've also got like the giant cloak behind them. And they have broken the tree line and seem to be looking at the ship in an interesting manner, like...
Do they have any guns?
No, you see that they all have these nice, thick swords and bow and arrows.
Space Romans.
By the way,
power. Why does the power always go off?
Manually close it with your one strength.
I didn't even try. Did you hear that?
You can ask me.
By the way,
you have to.
This is why our freeman has crashed. Because he knew otherwise the Romans would otherwise really pose a threat to us.
That looks dangerous right now. We'll communicate later.
Give me a strength check.
Tyler, you can assist.
I go get a grenade just in case.
All right.
Is it a grenade?
You slide it shut as much as you can. There's still about a 2-inch gap.
Enough so when they finally get up the nerve to approach the ship, they can reach down and open the ship.
And then there's going to be a gun in their face.
A rocket launcher.
She'd have to wield it.
I don't know how. It will be in the face.
I still have
fire.
I'm sleeping. There's a difference.
The only one that has yet to wake up is him.
And I still might be in just in a coma.
He doesn't seem to be in a coma quite.
Well, hopefully the scariness here will scare them away for a while.
By the way,
hopefully they'll be patient.
This is not a good landing for you. It does not follow the rules of a good landing in your case. Any landing you can walk away from is a good one. You can't really walk away from this one.
No,
right
I probably
now.
Like waddle away.
This is a bear crawl away.
Yeah, it was not a good landing.
So who's going to sit at the crack?
I will.
All right. Let's see.
They're going to see a lion. That's going to be sad.
12. 20.
32.
24.
I'll yell if I need assistance.
It's been 32 hours.
It's been 36.
36 is when he woke up. Yeah. I wake up 12 hours after him.
He wakes up at 48, so a total of 36 hours since I woke up.
Yeah. That's well checked. Okay.
So I'm probably back in the land of the living at this point.
You could... Basically, after about 4 hours...
Okay.
You could see that one of them, he is obviously older. He's kind of got this... They've got an interesting tan. It's not quite the same kind of brown.
Is it blue?
Purple.
It's kind of... Actually, it's kind of an off...
Red.
Red.
Nice.
That's a horrible sunburn.
Or the Native American.
It's just the way that the sun absorption looks.
It could be the Native American.
Native American space Romans!
You could see, he's of course got the nice golden laurels, and you see he kind of selects 10 guys, and he goes, ah! And you can hear him command in Volani. Not like pigeon Volani, not like, I'm learning this so I can communicate, like native speaker Volani.
Okay, interesting.
And you could see 10 guys, they pull out their gladiuses, and kind of have their shields up and begin kind of approaching.
I got my grenade.
And you can see that, you know, most of the other people at this point kind of have their bows, like...
Should I go get a stun grenade?
Hmm?
Should I go get a stun grenade?
Let's just see what they do first.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm at the crack with my gun, watching.
Yeah, I'm going to
get a stun grenade. Don't throw it unless I tell you to.
I would so twitch my tail if I could.
What?
You try.
Are you trying to pass to me?
And they
waddle,
waddle. I go get a stun grenade.
Oh, you handed me your frag, didn't
yes.
you? I pull out the other couple of frag grenades, start juggling them.
Suck.
Secretly, you don't know the fact.
You've got a dex of one.
True.
You suck on the fingers.
But anyways, yeah, I come back and like holding one grenade. I can throw this one grenade, but it's more like, okay,
you I'm roll it.
Ready. Nope, I get ready to throw it.
I think it's only weigh half a kilogram.
I have minus 4 strength.
Ah! You're at a net of a negative 3 strength,
negative
right?
Negative 4.
Negative 4.
Because he's got a 1, which is 3, and then he's a Varger.
Ah.
Either that or it's negative 3. Is it 2 at 1, or is it 3 at 1?
At 1, it's 3.
Okay, so yeah, then I have a negative 4 strength. Which is why I'm like...
At this point, you see in their own small little group of 10, they begin kind of bickering back, and you see that they shove the one who obviously looks the youngest as he begins shakily walking towards the ship.
I hit.
Stab the ship.
Kill a dragon, little guy!
Let's see if he can hear your hits. Oh, he does. He quickly shouts back in Volani.
I don't understand.
You hear him scream... Sons of Suckmet! And he quickly backs up, and suddenly the other 9 go, oh shit! And back up.
You realize we don't want to piss these people off, right?
We're in no condition to fight them.
Well, honestly.
So as long as they leave us alone, it'll be great.
I don't think they can get through this door if we just kind of start plopping grenades.
Yeah, the main issue is. We might want to make friends with these guys.
I'm not advocating us fighting them.
And you could see, the youngest one, of course, goes,
Sons of Sockmet!
Ah.
Get the catapults!
Alright, I think they're bringing out catapults. We might just want to make
what?
Ourselves
they're
know.
Bringing out what?
Wait, they're bringing out what?
You know about catapults. Indigenous Uga Chaka tribes still use them.
Hey, okay,
still use it in science and military in the future. I mean, simple mechanism to use.
I'm pretty
I
sure.
Probably didn't go to school.
Well, yes.
No, wait, I did. I've got an education 11.
Yeah, mine's
our ship can. We'll take it, won't it?
This condition, it's already pretty...
I don't think a catapult...
By the way, is there a giant hole in the back of our ship that can easily walk into?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, the emergency system didn't close it?
No, the emergency system shut off because there was no power.
But we still had emergency power. Life support.
To life support and whatnot. And then the ship crashed and everything went off.
Just go seal the back door.
Unfortunately,
what happened is the door sealed. However, once we landed on the ground and it detected atmosphere and the power was about to go off, it opened all the doors.
Go physically close the engine door.
Now that I thought about it, yeah, I probably would have done that.
Honestly, before our ship sustains further damage...
Because I did say I locked up.
Why don't you just yell at them from here?
Yeah, that's what I was about to let you guys know I'm going to do.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Here's my idea on that.
I'm just saying that it's catapults, so don't worry too much if they start lolling.
I'll move him to a safer location.
Unless the catapults are firing...
This is buried in the dirt.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
That's true.
Unless they want to bury it like 20 feet of dirt?
Okay. I suppose I... Open the door.
No.
Yell through the crack.
You can open it a little more, not a lot.
Don't open it. It was hard enough to close it that far.
Hello? I'm yelling in
voice. I understand. They're using a hostage.
Brother! What have they done to you?
Do you hear the hostage part?
Do I hear the hostage bit?
Give me a recon.
Intellect plus recon.
Because yeah. They're probably saying
yeah,
that.
You might just hear, brother, what have they done to you?
5, 3, 8.
No. Not at that distance.
Now the distance, he's probably turning away.
Brother, What?
Are you all right?
Well, we all sustained some injuries from the crash.
What sort of weird machination is that?
What's the Imperium stance on Ugachakas? And
you, the thing is you are basically almost required to avoid any culture that is under tech level 4.
These guys are well under tech level 4.
Impossible.
Impossible. That, you know, in this situation, you can't really get blamed. Because at tech level 5 is when they start experimenting into atomics, and that is the first time that the Imperium is allowed to step in.
And say, don't!
They say, no nukes.
If they are truly on par with, like, Bronze Age, Iron Age, they're tech level 1. But that would then question, where the hell did the missile come from? Because it came from this planet.
Also, where did the language come from?
You can say this was a kite that fell from the mountain that we were part of.
The might of the gods has befallen your lands.
Yeah, where did that fucking cloaked missile come from?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Usually, don't waste that much money on a missile.
How should I phrase this?
You really want someone dead.
I'm not the best at dealing with people. How do you think I should phrase this?
We could say that we were engineers that were building this.
Flying machine.
Flying machine that fell from the mountain, since the mountain's just over there.
Except for we crashed this way, the mountains are here.
Could have been like this.
We circumnavigated the world.
How about if I just refer to it as a new type of vehicle?
Oh, sure.
Or you can do it as a.
We slew the giant metal dragon.
it's a new type of vehicle, honestly.
A what?
Chariot.
A machine for transportation.
How about a new chariot?
Chariot.
Well,
the flying chariot of doom.
Will your captors allow you escape?
I'm not captured.
Then what? I heard the hiss of a sock net.
No, say you captured her.
We captured her?
Marvelous, brother!
Don't worry.
I have no idea what you guys are saying either.
I'm sure the Emperor will grant her to you as a slave.
Alright, you're his slave now. I don't understand Fulani, but I assume you're translating somewhat.
Yeah, I
was like, what?
Look, do you want them to try and kill us all?
You could say that we're actually friends, not as...
I need to weigh my opinion on this.
Is there now a bickering as I'm yelling at him? All
right, if I open the door, we promise that nothing will go wrong here.
Well, of course, brother. Why would something go wrong? At this point, you know the boats are kind of... Yeah.
Open the door.
Give me a strength check. You need a 10.
You step outside, they see you're not 4. One of them, they shoot you.
You just got hanging on the door.
Move aside, human. Yes.
Ah, yes, your slave.
I step outside, I suppose.
But luckily you can't see him. Just, like, follow him.
I pull myself out.
He's, of course, trotting with all of his horsemen directly behind him.
I'll go get my stuff.
We'll have to go collect the other human here soon. Let's not forget him.
Francis is still unconscious. They all leave, I wake up. Where is everyone?
You go outside and see like a bunch of tracks and stuff. You're like, huh.
I don't really have the strength to carry my surveying equipment.
He doesn't have recon, so he looks at the tracks and just kind of goes like, huh. Well, I wonder what these are.
No, he doesn't.
I go get my transmitter. Oh, guys.
And let me tell you, when you do hit the ground, you hit the ground a lot harder. Hell, brother, your accent is strange. You must be from the Southlands.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Well, your chariot is fascinating. You mind if we look? Take a look around.
Take a look around and be like, what
keep yourself to the outside. The innards are still relatively dangerous. I was just afraid with my injuries to leave the craft.
Ah, well. Well then, you look terribly injured. You should come back and let our healers take a look at you.
I'm fine with that. Let's...
Andre, did I sustain any damage to my respiratory system?
Yes.
They can't heal me. Not without massive minuses.
Actually, no. Probably not.
Okay.
Not your respiratory system, because you had the helmet on, so smoke damage wouldn't have done anything.
Before one of you two...
It's just your forehead that's hurt.
It's my head.
I switched to, I think it's Anglican, right?
Or whatever. Anglic.
Anglic. Could one of you two get Francis out of the ship, too?
Yes.
Be sure to remove his HEV suit.
I can't do it.
Leave my pistol. Yeah, I want my pistol, just in case.
I have my gun on me, so...
My flak jacket is probably a bit odd, but...
Right. It's a bit they're looking at your outfit like... Is that new in the Southlands?
Yes, new type of armor where... Basically, this is a... It's an experiment in new types of weapon and vehicles. And
armor. Oh. Well, it seems your experiment went poorly, my friend.
We got hit by a bit.
It would seem so.
Enemy weapons penetrated our vehicle and...
Ah! You said you came from the mountains?
Well, that way. I'm a little off-kilter right now.
You came from the sea?
Did we? I'm sorry. After we were hit, things get a little blurry. And
I understand, brother. Maybe you will recollect a bit later.
Oh, I can't...
It's a son of Fenris. Is he your slave, too? You are quite the warrior.
He's like, they have two slaves, and his slave is carrying his comrade. Man, this guy's good.
I've just taken a note translating any bits about slaves, by the way.
You can tell me I don't care.
They think you're my slave.
Okay.
I look at your mummy mask that was in.
You realize you're wrapped it in my mouth. Oh crap, I can't breathe!
No, that was my full intent the entire time.
But you see, I just gotta win a bunch of gladiatorial combat. Oh wait. That might be the problem, man. I'm gonna go with daggers.
As long as you can get your pistol, you'll be fine. You know, just get a gun.
Yeah, I highly doubt they're gonna give me a gun.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll carry him out.
You know, just do the Roma thing. I just want a bunch of gladiatorial combat, so order my freedom. Wait,
no,
I have 6 strength.
pull the another. You rally the rest of the gladiators around you and eventually overthrow the corrupt system.
Anyways,
actually, it's more like just kill one dude.
Yeah,
because he's a douchebag.
So, well, do you need irons?
No, they're fairly
obedient.
Oh, they obey. Yes.
It is very hard to tame both a son of Fenris and a daughter of Sakhmet. You must be truly skilled with your talent.
Did you take this from that game?
Romans in space?
No. Because there's that...
The Egypt.
Yes.
Egyptians game.
Because the Egyptian people have, like, the Spartans and then the... then the ice people.
The new games.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but... Sakhmet wasn't in there, nor was any of the Nords except for giant yetis.
I suppose you are the son of Fenris.
Yeah, I know. Anyways.
Alright.
Can I get one now?
We are all fairly injured, might we?
Oh, yes. We have a... We can give you a cart. We were going to use it for prisoners if needed be, but... I suppose it functions just as well.
Alright.
You load my stuff.
Wait. The master's loading the slave's stuff?
My slave can't currently.
Have your other slave do it.
Ah, yeah, that's a good idea.
Could you please
Yes. I'll go with it this time.
He is still your commanding officer. All he has to do is issue an order.
Yeah, but then everyone's in medical essential. I get their command this time.
At this point, that doesn't fall. Actually, at this point, all command structure has failed.
Yes.
Here, how about this? In exchange for this, I'll buy dinner for your whole family once we get back to the ship.
That's gonna be expensive. I'll take it.
Let me put it this way. It's better to stay on her good side since she's the medic. My paycheck's gonna take a hit, but whatever.
Right, then, so I limp into the cart.
I'll start loading everything that we need, all the essentials we need. That I can scrounge.
Basically, they stick you two into the prison cart, close the door.
Yeah, I crawled in there.
They put you two on horses. Well, put you on horses. A horse and put him in there as well.
Yes.
And at this point, they just kind of begin going off.
Well, is it mechanical for locks?
Yes.
No.
No. Not even these locks?
All right. I deal with electronics.
Okay. They don't have locks. They have bars.
Oh.
Yes, because they totally put it on your side.
Yep. Well,
I could probably kick the door open, but that's beside the point.
All right, on our way there, I'm going to attempt to discreetly determine as much as I can about their society and basic information.
Okay. Give me a social sciences.
I give you something else?
You can roleplay it out.
You can roleplay it.
You basically say, hey, I haven't been up to these parts before. What's going on?
Because that's what you're looking for. So you're looking for answers about their society, which is right. Social.
Okay. All right. I suppose we'll just go with what Steven said to start off. Well, as we are now apparently in the Northlands, what has been going on up here? I haven't gotten much
news.
I mostly keep
the Sons of Fenris have been quite troublesome as of late. They've been raiding some of the outlying villages. Little furry cowards.
Ah.
Sounds accurate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
One of the things that strikes you as immediately odd is, in almost all of your experiences, usually planets develop with a single species.
Yes, now we've got, at the minimum, three.
I have a guess what's going on, but I'm still unconscious.
So do I.
Like the Valani place people here and...
Like, hey, let's see what happens.
It's a giant vault.
There's Valani over here, there's Aslan over here.
No, it's more like a zoo.
You never heard of the Fallout.
The Vault for social experiments.
Ah, true.
But his glorious emperor, his highness, has taken a particular interest to your chariot.
Yes. It is. It promised to be quite a powerful piece of work, had it actually.
Be sure worked. To mark this on our map so we know how to get back to it.
It's going
to
be hard to miss.
I take it the young boy I saw earlier was a scout of some sort?
Oh, he was probably a villager. If I remember correctly, he was the little one who told my men where to find you.
Ah.
Hold on. You saved him.
Yeah, that would be a great way to...
That sounds like something Dick will do.
We were merely patrolling the road not far off.
Ah, well.
It will take some time to reach.
A lot of men for a patrol.
I take it things haven't been very peaceful here beyond the Vargr attack? The Son of Fenris attacks? If you need this many men for a simple patrol?
Well, if we encounter a group of Fenrisians, we don't necessarily want to be caught with our shields low.
Ah. Better prepared than unprepared, I suppose.
Yes.
What of the, my tongue isn't working.
Sons of Sakhmet?
Yes, I apologize. I get the crack.
That's what I was going to ask you about. How are things going down there?
Honestly, as I said, I keep mostly to myself. I'm not sure. I procured her services.
It's probably because you're an alchemist.
Yes. I procured her services several years ago and haven't had much cause to leave my lab beyond.
Yes.
So.
Well, as an engineer, I can understand that you have other things that you're worried about.
Well,
that would have truly been a powerful weapon for war. Imagine landing that in the middle of a village.
surviving. Before you get any ideas, I'm the warrior. He is actually our engineer. He was the one driving it and took the brunt of the...
Oh, I'm so unconscious.
Before you ask, he sustained an injury as a young child and never really picked the language up again. He seems only able to speak in the language devised among our little group. It's the oddest thing.
He... and he is suffering from some sort of daemon.
I figure I might as well get the...
Right, so we're slaves and you're...
A demon-possessed engineer. How else am I going to create something like this? Come on!
I mean, you gotta use demon technology. Mm-hmm.
He's either very gifted or very crazed.
That one.
Well, yeah. I guess it's good that we kept him in the wagon. It will take some time to reach Prematoria.
Do I wake up before we get there?
Yes, you will.
So you wake
up. I want to go to school today.
Why is the ship moving?
Why is the ship wooden?
Why is there hay in my ship?
Because we're slaves now.
Why am I a slave?
Wait, what?
Actually, you're not a slave. It's just us.
Actually,
why am I in the paddy wagon?
He's in a different wagon than us.
No, he's in the same paddy wagon.
Oh, okay.
Why am I in the paddy wagon if I'm not a slave?
I don't know.
Well, good morning to you.
You're not there, Ellie.
What? I'm kind of yelling at this.
You're off talking.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome!
Essentially, I'm making small talk.
We have been captured by the natives.
I look around. What the flip is everyone doing with the giant plumes on their head? Ow, the sun hurts. Oh, my headache.
Why don't you look in the sun in your eyes? Can you look at him? I'm sure he's got some sort of medical issue.
No more than usual!
I know, fix his ongoing medical issue.
That's impossible, I'm sorry.
So, let me take a guess what happened, okay?
You do that.
Alright. I have no clue.
You were out for quite some time.
That's kind of obvious, as we're now in a paddy wagon surrounded by frickin' people in full plate. With funny plumes on their head.
No, actually it's a breastplate with skirts and sandals.
We're surrounded by men in skirts and armor.
Huh.
If I was human, I would still go for it. But I'm not.
Been in the family for generations.
Yes, apparently...
This was something he crafted. It's...
Apparently, we're being transported to one of their villages.
Why are there three of you?
Because you hit your head right here.
I didn't know we could do cloning like that. I thought that wasn't...
Don't worry, they also disappear at random.
I need this later.
No, Steven, the other two are clones that only drunk people can see. Kind of like the magic couch
that
drunk people can see.
Just lay down and relax.
I'm going to go to sleep now.
No.
Not sleep.
You're not supposed to do that.
Wake up!
Inject him with some stems.
Give me. I like doing this too.
No! Hello, Betty!
Oh, I feel like
you love
guys.
Those things.
Why am I in the paddy wagon again?
I'm being transported.
After an hour or two, they open the bars up, let him out, and then leave you two back in there and throw in a couple crusts of bread.
At this point, I'm walking like this.
They actually put you on a horse.
This is really hard.
I don't know. That's one of the horse guys. I don't know how that's
going.
Hi!
I feel great.
You guys get basically what they're having staples of. Dried meat, cheeses,
bread, and maybe a little bit of fruit that they can gather.
And raisins, basically.
Oh, good.
I can break them this much.
Hey, it's almost a meal.
It's a mush by licking it.
It's certainly better than those two. Tyler with his strength qualifier.
That sounds like...
I poked the food. Has this been reconstituted?
No, it's real.
Now I'm pounding it against the wall.
I cut half your meat and half my meat.
I pick up the raisin. This is amazing. We should totally take this back to the ship.
I take the two strips of meat that I cut off ours and hick it and hand it to them.
Do they see that?
He treats his slave well. I can see why they're so loyal.
Here, I figure this might be quite a bit more to you guys' taste.
Still juicy.
So, dude.
Yes. The Pavagorak Carnivius of the group.
Hurn, you hummer! Yaho!
What?
What did he say to him?
What's up with the plume? Oh, what? He's like, what are you saying, madman? Keep your
hat!
Keep your
you! Dr- why?
Come here.
How beautiful this guy is.
Are you sure I can't let him sleep?
Not yet.
It'll lay off in an hour.
Sun so hurts.
No reason. Right, do you guys have any alcohol I can give him? Maybe that'll,
We've got some bread beer.
I give you a little bit of that.
Ooh. That stuff is filling.
Oh. Can I take a nap now?
No.
Can I sleep on a horse? Or would the horse fall asleep as I sleep? Or would the horse lead me to a tree? Can I fall off a cliff on a horse?
Look this way.
Hi. Ow.
Another, what seemed, by the time you guys get there, once again, your guys' internal clocks are way off at this point.
I probably took a nap. A little cat nap in the way.
Well, considering you haven't slept since the crash, you're exhausted.
I tell you.
Wait a minute. Hasn't it been a time period of now it has to be healing or losing
don't
health?
Don't let me break your tail.
Yeah.
It's
my tail.
You guys, you would be healing your endurance modifier plus your medic modifier. Effectively.
So you mean I'd be losing?
I'm losing 4. A day?
3 points a day.
But since you guys have been running on drugs and you have been resting, I've basically been ignoring it.
Okay. Basically, we haven't been losing, but we also haven't been gaining.
That's the entire point. Because I've been assuming that you've been rolling at least a 3 or 4.
Okay. So it's endurance plus medic, and at a 0 endurance, we're at a -2.
I have a -6 to my...
3?
The medic
minus, 0 is minus 4.
Minus 4? Okay, so I'm minus only losing... it's medic plus intellect, correct? Or...
It's just medic.
Okay.
It's medic.
I got double 6s on medic skill on myself.
You have points, ranks, in medic?
0.
Okay.
It's okay.
As you guys are walking up, it is this massive walled city, and you can see the, of course, kind of raised up areas, the probably palace and probably a senate or something like that, and several of the buildings that they seem to be a bit more squat than tall.
Well, when you've got incredibly dense stone, going up isn't a great idea.
So what'd you tell them about the ship?
It's a chariot.
And they bought it?
Dude, we're talking Iron Bronze Age people here. They'll buy anything.
So like Space Romans?
Sure.
That explains the plume!
By the way, you're an eccentric engineer who designed the chariot.
That's not too far off. I mean, I can redesign the electrical... By the way, we need to get any supplies.
You can see that they've got a portcullis that they raise up when you guys approach. And
then we pass through the kill zone.
I'll poke my nose out.
Fortunately, the wagon was never going fast enough where you had the urge to stick your head out and go...
Do that in space.
As you guys are, of course, walking through the streets, it's nice cobbled area. This is actually, you know, kind of a nice medieval city. It's actually also clean, aqueducts, sort of stuff.
Oh, that's right. We're dealing with Romans, the ones who were actually fairly clean.
Yes.
And then later on, when the Europeans finally had a similar level of advancement, it sucked. And then they created the bubonic plague.
As you guys are, of course, walking through the streets, people are hailing, you know, the, hey, welcome back, soldiers. You can see, you know, women running up, kissing their husbands. And then, of course, you know, that you can see them mention a few things and the wives smile and whatnot. And then you can see some kids, mainly it's a group of kids who begin throwing rotten fruit at the, rotten fruits and vegetables at the cart.
I'm glad we have bars between us and them.
Hey, don't do that. That's not nice. They're handing me rotten fruit?
Yeah, so you throw it at it.
Yeah, so you can throw them at him.
I have to put it on the ground. No.
Wow, that kid's a good shot.
Tomato juice in your nose. Rotten tomato juice.
Well, if you throw ripe tomatoes, they just kind of hit and hurt.
No, they bust. I've done it.
Oh. Yeah, tomatoes do bust.
Well, if you throw them high enough.
Oh, yeah.
It's a natural over your face.
All right.
We'll take you to your healer. We'll take you to a healer. Are you willing to pay for your slaves?
As long as... Wait, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, unfortunately, all my currency seems to have been lost in the crash.
She can take care of them.
Do you think you can take care of him? And yourself? As well as the fruit?
I think we'll manage. As long as I have the tools, I will manage.
Did you put our stuff in here?
Did you put your stuff in there?
They did not let you put a lot in there.
You basically, your med box.
The med kit, at least, to make it in?
Yes, because they figure that's basically a bag that she's carrying for you.
That's her box of things.
Yeah. They probably even took, like, you know, you two probably don't even have, like, your pistols or rifles or anything.
You might. He has a body pistol.
They don't care about sensors. They don't have sensors.
True.
You can give me a...
Stealth?
Is there a concealment or anything like that? I can never remember.
Deception.
There's deception, there's stealth.
Let's see which one that would fall under. Give me a roll and let's see if it matters.
It's obviously art.
I was going to go more for investigate.
Deception, palming something. Okay. It's dexterity.
Pure dex?
I got a six. I also don't want Benny or not.
Don't bother.
No. Can you tell them to bring that to me?
That's one of his, actually.
Okay. Is it a laser or is it a slug?
You can't use it.
Okay. I can't use it, but at least I'll keep it safe.
Yes. They don't touch any of our equipment, so you've probably still got your...
Well, I have my laser pistol.
I just don't want them to steal my shit.
Yeah, that was like...
I have my laser pistol,
most of our
it.
Stuff is probably on the ship still. And I didn't
all our weapons are on the part of the other cart.
Alright. Mm-hmm. Well, she can take care of them, so...
Yeah,
so.
Well, let me take you to a healer.
Okay.
They take you to a...
Are we going to the torture chamber? Healer.
The difference is...
This one they're trying to make you better instead of worse.
Isn't this the time frame they use leeches?
I don't know. I didn't study history.
Or is this the time period that hung upside down and bled you?
I guess we'll find out!
As of course, you guys...
Ask me, Doc.
Do they even have x-rays yet?
No.
Four.
Effects of medical
13 minus...
Hair.
Whatever.
Because right now it's not first aid. Well, do you want to do surgery?
This is gonna hurt.
You have no anesthetics. We have no actual supplies.
We're in a very dirty environment. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's a good idea. What can't you do?
Medical care is 2 plus your endurance modifier plus the doctor's medical characteristic per day.
Okay.
So what's your medical characteristic?
2.
Plus 2 plus
minus
4 is 0.
She will have to do surgery.
Minus 4.
You have 0 endurance, right?
Yeah, that's right for me. So yeah, I'll need surgery to get better.
Okay, so that 9 plus 2...
This is effectively a 13 with all my stuff added it.
13, okay.
And you have no implants or anything?
Requires a husk?
But you have no implants.
Can we at least maybe employ the use of one of their rooms without incurring costs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got you at least a room and some...
Where you're strapped down and she has a bone saw.
Basically, the med kit does have some kind of painkillers. It's just not hospital-level painkillers. Yeah.
So this is going to hurt, but not as much as it could hurt.
All right, so you got a 13, so that will actually heal 5 points that you can put somewhere.
Put endurance.
If you do an endurance, she can actually start doing medical care without having to...
Getting your stat up all the way doesn't matter, does it?
I'm sorry, what?
If I get my strength up all the way, is it easier for her or not?
You are then no longer seriously injured, but you still have to use your endurance modifier. So you
minus four for what?
You can put.
I realize I can put them in endurance, but non seriously injured, don't you heal normally?
You can put one into your endurance, so I can still heal.
If that's only for doing natural healing. Natural healing, an injured character heals d6 plus your endurance modifier per day. A seriously injured character only regains endurance, or only regains characteristics equal to your endurance modifier, which may mean that it might be negative.
So if you put all those in strength,
if I get my strength all the way up, I'll actually be healing.
D6 plus your endurance modifier,
and then plus the medic rank that she has, right?
No,
natural healing is not medical care.
Medical care still applies the 2 so plus.
It is better if I stay seriously injured and just put it into.
But can't she do medical care while he's doing natural healing?
No.
They do not stack. Dang.
Alright, so endurance they go.
Okay. Seriously injured, however, basically you move at.
What's the next level to.
It's 1, isn't it minus 2, then 4 is minus 4.
Can she do it while I'm seriously injured?
Yeah.
Does she need to surgery me again?
Yeah. No. Medical care doesn't matter whether you're surgery or not.
Okay. So what levels are is it? It's I know it's 1 is 3, 2 is 2, 2 3,
4 is
it's every 3.
Two,
so 5, 4 and 3 is minus 1, 1 and 2 is minus 2, and then
okay, so
0 is 3.
5 and 4 is minus
1.
Okay. So I'll go up to there, so I'm only in minus 2.
Okay.
Is so surgery plus intellect or plus education?
You can't do surgery on yourself.
No.
Yes, you can. Her. It's at minus 4.
Oh. Yeah, minuses.
I figure I'm the only one in the group who can actually help her effectively.
I assist you.
At a
8.
8, okay. So what's surgery?
You just make a magic trick.
No, is it education or intellect?
Education.
Damn it. I can't think on my feet while,
You don't want to get creative. You just want to know what's in the book.
I hand you a booklet. Surgery for dummies.
Can she just have surgery on herself?
Yes, but she's at a minus 4.
Roll.
She can hurt. It actually
what's your bonus
that?
To surgery?
4.
Okay, so you're canceled.
So, just whatever you roll. Do you think you can roll an 8 or higher?
It's possible.
I got bennies for a reason.
Yes.
9. Rolled a 9. She assists by 1. She assists more than I did on herself.
7, 7 plus 2.
I'm like, that does not go there!
7, 9.
You would heal 1 characteristic point.
Yeah, why not? I can't get lower than that at this point.
Yep.
Double 6.
8, 10.
Heal 2,
which is better than nothing, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless someone else wants to expend a Betty.
One Betty left.
No, that's
one.
Right.
Okay.
And then I'm going to need surgery on myself.
Well, we have someone else doing that.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I have no privilege to you right now.
Yeah.
Well, here's the question. Who's the better medic?
Yeah. I'm just not paying attention.
Huh? What's the better medic here, the healer or Jessica?
The... Healer has a plus 4, believe it or not.
Okay, we'll go with him, her, it, thing.
It is indeed an old man. He specializes in working on gladiators. So he has seen just about every sort of wound you can bring.
Although he's probably going to be a little weirded out if at any point he sees my plastic bones.
Put a stick in your mouth.
Yeah, I at least gave you drugs.
Well, that's a 9. If you fail, you do hurt.
That would be a 7.
So you'd minus 1. He'd do nothing.
Why are you helping Steven?
Because he feels like it.
Because I might be able to help him heal more than 1. I have to roll a 7 or higher to do nothing.
Just got a 50-50 chance to do nothing.
No, since he's actually professional, I probably shouldn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, he will go...
Oh, if he's spinning a Benny.
No, I'll take your Benny first.
Yeah, no.
That's That'll be a 10. That'll put 2 points.
Okay. Which gets my endurance up to a 2, which means I'm at a minus 2.
Which, if he does medical care on you, you'll heal 6 minus 2, so heal 4 a day.
Okay, I can deal with that, I guess.
You'll heal 2 a day.
It's plus...
2 plus your endurance modifier plus the medic's rank is medical
medic
care.
Medic rank is probably...
His medic rank is 2.
Oh, he's got an education of 2. He's in the exact same boat as Jessica.
We are the same.
His care is just a little more...
Our education is just different. He's educated in this world, I'm educated in that world. So it actually probably is better for him, because I'm like...
What bonuses do you have to medic?
I'm thinking...
1?
This looks familiar.
Do you want me to try and assist, Steven?
What did you get?
I got a 9.
Eh, sure, why not? The worst I can do is die.
Ten.
Okay. So you add an effect of 2, so you actually heal 3.
Yay!
Now, you should probably move that there.
Oh, yes. Your bone structure is very frail.
Consequence, I guess, of living in the mountains.
Okay. I guess the air is thinner up there.
I don't know. I'm not... I'm a warrior.
Then...
It's not my job to question.
Yes, it is. Question authority! Fight the power!
So...
I don't think the Emperor would like that.
Natural healing is a d6 plus your con modifier.
Plus your endurance modifier.
Endurance. So I'll do natural healing, because the worst I can do is not heal.
Are you seriously injured?
I am still technically seriously injured.
Then you don't do natural healing.
That is correct.
Okay. I suppose we're going to be spending a couple days here.
You will heal the 2 or so, whatever it is, divided equally among your stats as close as you can.
So he adds 2, this adds 2, I'm at minus 1, so I heal 3.
Yeah, 2 for me. This is my medic drink.
Okay.
I hate to be kind of a douche monkey to you two, but you will heal 1 less because of the wonderful nourishment that they give you.
Yeah, the environment.
Okay, so you heal...
I am doing my best to give them a portion of army.
I understand.
Again?
Huh?
Is it 2 plus my rank plus 2 modifier?
2 plus.
Okay. Rank. Okay, so effectively 3 plus your modifier.
So okay, minus...
So 0. I never heal.
Mm-hmm. Unless she's willing to go into more surgery.
Because of the environment.
Because they're treating you like shit. That's... What happens?
Okay, so we heal 2, correct, essentially?
Mm-hmm. I heal 3. No? Because he adds
and
2.
We, and we have to. Mm-hmm.
And then 2 just normally minus your con modifier.
Yeah.
So, minus 1
but
is
you
3.
Got to 3. He got to 2.
So, basically.
What is minus 5?
What is
5? I'm sorry.
1. So, in 4 days, I'm full health.
Okay.
So
do I still apply with my medical rank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
You will probably have to go into surgery on him again.
I heal 2. Yeah, okay. I heal 2 per day, but he doesn't.
Divided equally among your stats.
So your 2 plus 2 minus 2 from me and minus 1 from the condition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other minuses?
Nope. You heal 1.
I'm going to heal 1 per day.
I want something other than bread, you assholes!
Here's some more meat.
And
here's some fruit.
You'll notice that there are plenty of other Vargers and Aslan
here. 6 do anything?
6 is a plus.
Are they actually Vargar and Aslan?
They're actually Vargar and Aslan. Oh, but yeah. they are used to this world.
And how many days?
How many
are we sitting here?
How many days before something actually happens? 4 days?
4 days, okay.
Hey, I'm full health!
Okay, so I heal. At 3, I am still at a minus 2.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that.
I still heal. I can't!
Oh, you're still seriously.
Okay.
So I heal.
So
see, this is a good thing about having a low stat. It heals quickly.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you do take the no longer seriously injured, you get a heal, a bit faster.
I have a 4 strength, so that heals quickly.
4 is still a minus 2 or minus 1?
What is 2? I'm sorry.
Minus 2.
4 is minus 1.
Okay, so I also heal 1.
When does plus 1 hit?
3. Or plus 1 hits at 9.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm used to talking in negatives.
At a 6, I have it up 0.
It has to be as evenly as possible, so.
4.
Okay. Well, when you heal 1 per day.
I heal 2 per day.
When does it go to.
I heal 1 per day for
1.
Once. I put 3 endurance, and it goes up to plus 0, which is minus 1 for me. Which means I heal 2 per day.
Okay.
And then, on this day, if we rest on the day, I now heal 3 per day under her care. Alright, in crappy conditions.
One.
Because she's that good of a damn medic.
Correct.
Being fed bread, somehow your body is going, alright, suck it up.
Well, I am pretty tough.
I'd actually also assume the first aid kit comes with some sort of emergency medical, like, nutrients.
The problem is the first aid kit after 4 days is running out.
It's true.
The first aid kit is meant for oh shit, not 4 days of prolonged use.
I've been trying my best to supplement it with current technology, but that's not helping much. Alright, I'm still a little less dexterous than I'm used to, but at least my endurance is back. I probably also got a few new scars.
I have a giant scar across my forehead.
How does he do surgery to help brain trauma? Lobotomies!
Ugh. Hi.
Okay.
Actually, he uses herbs.
Yeah.
True.
Herbs, and depending if they're swelling in the brain, you can tap into the skull.
Alright.
After about 4 days, you are reunited with your slaves, who look famished.
You guys look awesome.
Okay.
She's still doing math.
1 + 2 + 2 + 1.
Oh, yeah. Great time.
I'll bet.
Alright. So,
Alright, so my dexterity is a 4 and my endurance is a 6.
We gotta get back to the ship and we might be able to piece together a power supply and maneuver drive. I don't think we can put together all 3 of them from parts we have.
Well, we're gonna need to find resources and make the parts.
Yes.
How about... Okay. Presumably, the missile was launched somewhere from here on planet.
Yes.
That means there must be some sort of base. Presumably, Valanian origin, based on the language.
But we can adapt it to work for a little bit.
Yes. If we can find the base, we can probably...
We can fuck up the bastards that did this.
Yeah. If I can get back to the ship, turn on the power supply, I can look at the data that I was able to see from the missile and try to trace it back.
Alright. Huh. Well, I guess I can go see if I can procure us a vehicle or... horses of some sort.
Pause there for a second, Andre.
Well,
anyways,
I've been the one that's been writing everything.
I suppose I will go to the commander or whatever his.
He is at his house. His name is.
He is Sir Praetorian, because I'm apparently lame with names.
Well, my name sounds pretty weird to him, probably.
Friend
Jack.
What's up? Greetings, Jack. I see you are faring better. The doctor was good to you.
Yes, the healer was most worth assistance. I just needed to ask. We have to get back to our chariot soon, for we need to figure out what went wrong and what we can do to fix it. So I was wondering if I might be able to procure transportation of some sort back.
So long as you swear on your honor that you'll return the 4 horses, I can lend them to you.
Of course I will.
Of course.
We always are
interested in helping our southern brothers when we're not at war.
Andre, during the 4 days of healing, I got an 11 for engineering architecture, and I'm going to just draw some designs for them based on their...
They've actually got some pretty damn good architecture.
It's good. But I know the future.
When we get back, I'm totally taking the hovercraft with the horses back here. I'm landing in the forest and bringing them.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not just landing the hovercraft in the middle of the city.
I'm not sure the horses will allow them to be put on the hovercraft.
It's a hard enough thing getting a horse onto a horse trailer.
True. All right, well.
Depends on their war horses.
The ones he's cloning?
No. Okay. I was like, if they're war horses, they'll do whatever the fuck you want.
on the floating death machine.
Nay. Wait, did he say no, but he's doing it?
All right, well, I suppose we maneuver the horses back to the cliche.
As you guys begin maneuvering back, you're pretty sure you find a group of bandits that have already been strung up and dealt with Roman style.
So there's Romans guarding our ship?
Well, yeah.
Space Romans. Yeah, we should really do something for these guys when we leave. Alright.
Did any of the Oslo and the Vargo speak our native language?
True.
Nope. They only speak this language.
They spoke Valani. Okay.
So basically, I am your link to this world.
Yeah, there's a contingent of about 20 soldiers that were left there. Some of your stuff is kind of surreptitiously been poked through.
Do they have crossbows?
No, they're still using bows.
I shall teach them crossbow technology. That way I'm not breaking rules, but I'm still helping them.
Great. Alright.
Probably you can get more shots with the longbow than you can a crossbow.
Yes.
But and a longbow
can. And of course, you know, the soldiers, of course, you know, salute you too, of course, you know.
Mm. Well, hey, sup?
Alright. Get to work, yo.
I walk into the engine room.
You literally identify that the damage you dealt here was very specific, very methodical, and it looks like there's not much you can do.
I go in the engine room, manage to open the door eventually, or have her open the door. Look in, turn around. They done broken your toy!
Is there any way you can maybe...
No.
divert the power from the emergency systems to the sensors.
What emergency systems?
The emergency
power. Let me explain this in a very basic manner. Have you ever played with Legos?
What?
Yes.
The blocks you put on top of each other, you can make
little... I didn't have a childhood.
Alright. Well, imagine your rocket launcher. You have the trigger, you have the tube, and you have the rocket.
There's a bit more to it than that. But
yeah, basically speaking. If you don't have a trigger, does a rocket launcher work?
Well, with the right setup, I could probably jury-rig it to function.
Okay. If you don't have the tube, if you don't have the barrel, how are you going to shoot your rocket?
I'm not, because I don't have a rocket launcher at that point. I have a trigger and a missile.
Alright, and if you don't have a missile, is the rocket launcher worth anything besides a giant club?
I'll have you know, a rocket launcher club is a fairly effective weapon.
Alright, so basically, breaking this down, what you're asking me to do is take a trigger and a missile and make a bazooka.
So basically asking you to convert... let me rephrase this. Is the emergency power supply within function?
It's spent.
Okay. Now that was never said.
I apologize. How dare me as an engineer say something that you don't know? Why don't you already know this? This is basic stuff! How's this an engineering 7? I mean, come on! You never took that?
At this point, I just start ignoring him and practicing swordsmanship with the Romans.
Alright.
They're better than you are.
Yes, considering I have...
Because this is their way of life. Gun combat. What do you mean, gun combat?
I do have melee. So I understand the basic concept of swords. Pointy end goes in man. So
there, melee one?
Is there any melee zero. To take all the parts and build into the power plant to be able to do something?
I also have melee zero.
It's taking a car engine and trying to turn it into a power plant.
Alright, you have recons, right?
I have recon?
Good enough, come here. I go over to the sensor array, I pull out a Sharpie. Okay, last thing I remember, here's what we were scanning, here's where the missile was identified, and its velocity and rate, so therefore, my guess is it probably came from somewhere over here. Where are we?
Alright, I'm going to go with the junior high worth answer here. Not enough information!
Okay, here's the planet as we were scanning it at the time we got hit.
There is enough information there.
Let me rephrase this. Without identifying marks or anything like that about the planet...
There's the mountain range.
Okay, where's the mountain range on the scanner?
You have an idea of memory.
That's double six.
Yeah. Yeah,
Do I remember?
It came from the mountain range.
But so, on the scanner, when I was scanning, where was the mountain range, effectively?
Not too far ahead of you.
So it was effectively here. The missile came from here.
So Steven's able to pinpoint where the missile comes from. That's basically what we're saying.
I can pinpoint where
the approximate area.
I can pinpoint the general 10-mile radius, 100-mile radius, whatever, where the missile came from. Here's mountain ranges. The question is, are we here, 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 here? Where along this mountain range are we? Because I can tell you where the mountain range the missile came from. I don't, can't tell you where
I
going.
Walk over to the Roman guard.
You
guys have a map?
Mm.
That would be in the city.
Ah, of course it is. Well, looks like we're going back.
You can try and compare the largest mountain to the... What's on this?
I remember. Look outside. Which one looks biggest?
See if there's any that...
That one. I look at my memory map. Can I remember it?
Not really.
Basically, we need a map, might be. Don't we have... that mountain there could be one of 7,653 mountains that I can identify.
Only?
Yeah, well, it's a very large mountain range. The problem is in space, you don't really see the height of the mountain, you only see the width.
Alright.
And some colorization.
I guess we're going back to the city now, unless anyone has any other ideas.
Wait, I pull out a piece of paper, I transfer over my Sharpie drawing. By the way, we're going to have to move this from the scanner when we get the power on.
I suppose I can look at the Praetorians, or whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys know about those mountains?
That's where the Dark Ones are.
Dark Woods?
Dark Ones.
Dark Ones?
Wait, we need to have
they say they eat on the flesh of men.
So I take it not many people have gone there to explore.
We've had a few return, but they were mad. Raven.
What I find funny is that we're from the mountains.
We're from a different set of mountains, though.
You know, they don't know that.
They're from the Southlands.
I have established I am from the South.
You went with the Southlands, you were from the South.
No, he's a crazy guy from the Southlands who was in the mountains. People from the mountains go crazy.
I'm just lucky that I'm not crazy, mostly because...
You're a soldier. Duh.
I'm better than everyone else in this society. Although they're probably a little weirded out when they see me hold a sword. They're like...
You're a terrible warrior.
You're terrible with a sword. How do you fight?
You created.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't make your guns. I don't deal with slugs. I deal with lasers. I pull my laser pistol like this. I shoot it, but only has 50 charges. And for frankly, without having the chip turned on, I don't
know. Do you have unarmed?
Yes.
In what rank?
One.
Oh, what about them?
They have unarmed at zero.
Okay, so I am a better unarmed fighter.
So there you go. That's how you fight. Punch them in the face.
Boom. Ow.
Dong.
Although I probably get some approving looks from them.
Yeah.
You gotta hit the head. Flak jacket.
Oh.
Alright, well, I highly recommend we bring our armor, because we'll probably go straight from town to the mountains.
You mean you took it off?
She removed my half suit before I left, because I couldn't exist with it.
And she's wearing her cloth, he's probably wearing his cloth.
And both of you went through surgery.
Oh, true.
Yes.
Everyone here has gone through surgery.
So, I'm going to grab my head suit. Do I want to put it on yet?
No.
They might be creeped out by the giant orange halves.
Just remember, your ATV suit now weighs 1.4 times what it usually does.
Is there an over encumbrance? Because I know there's the encumbrance of minus one.
There's a minus three.
When does it reach those? By the way,
when I finally realized I can bring my rocket launcher along, I have to leave it on the ship. Because, well, that's way too heavy.
And I'm sure they'd be amazing to see it. You become fireworks!
Heavily covered, heavily encumbered, which is minus three. You become fatigued after a number of rounds equal to your endurance score. Plus your...
minimum of one, I assume?
Yeah. Character can carry a number of kilograms equal to their strength. They can lift... they are lightly encumbered and can carry up to twice this value, and heavily encumbered if they carry up to three times their strength plus endurance.
So if I carry twice my value, I'm just encumbered.
Yes, okay. And then multiply by 1.4.
Yes, well, 1.4 is 25.2, and twice my value is 28.
Okay.
I can just carry, so it knows I'm not wearing it all the time. It's the, alright, we're now in the mountains, I'll put it on.
And you become... fatigued after...
That's if I'm over-encumbered.
No, that's if you're encumbered.
Yes, you just don't... You probably become fatigued in hours or minutes.
For
the rounds.
lightly encumbered a number of minutes equal to their endurance score, plus their plus the effect of their athletics endurance.
So basically, you don't wear your hev suit very often.
Wow, this I didn't know about the encumbrance after minutes.
Yeah,
I hate to say this.
That's why I never worried about it in space.
How well is our armor versus their weapons?
Here against them, I'm not playing. In the mountains, they have lasers. They have bullets in the mountains. They have freaking camouflage missiles.
I'm just gonna wear my cloth armor in the mountains, dude.
I always wear my flak.
The only person who right now is you.
I'll take my cloth and flak.
Okay.
If they've got lasers, that's better.
Yeah. The problem is, I'm not gonna be able to wear my head suit now.
I'm thinking about what if we encounter the so-called crazy people who are still in the mountains but aren't actually associated with the ones that we're looking for.
We should be able to kill them pretty easily. I mean, they are just like barbarians with clubs.
Remember, we're the superior people here.
I just want one of those swords.
I'm sure I can probably talk them into letting us a sword or standard issue.
You'd want to trade for it.
Yeah, they'll trade. They're not going to give it to you.
Okay.
Yes.
He only loaned you the horses.
Yeah, when we get back in town, I'll teach them crossbow technology in exchange for maps and swords.
Is that an acceptable trade to them? Or
they will? He will have to build one.
Hey, you want days of rest?
Let's do it after we investigate the mountains. Well, actually, go ahead and...
let's rest a little more.
Go ahead and fiddle.
Alright, so each check would take D6 hours. So how many days do you want to heal?
Well, how long will it take to actually build a crossbow?
Let me figure out an appropriate skill for that one. Because it's definitely not mechanic.
You're gonna need
I assume it would be engineering of some kind.
No, engineering is...
Here's what you can probably do. You can probably draw up the plans and give them to someone of the appropriate skill.
But they want him to build it.
Go to the forge.
They don't believe him that it will work.
I'll draw up the plans and sit there in the forge with the guy smithing the
carpentry.
You can do it with metal parts to make it stronger.
I would make a trade check.
Trade?
Yeah.
I don't have trade. Nothing. I have trade cook.
Yeah. Why would you have trade zero?
Because usually you're,
11.
And then intelligence, I assume?
Yeah.
So, 12.
Sure. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. That functions a lot like our ballistas, but a lot smaller.
Yee. A lot more compact. And then I have them put a dummy with a piece of armor on it.
Dunk. And then they spin.
This is a long reload time.
You head it to the unskilled people.
This is the thing that... You shoot, it pierces the armor, then you switch to melee.
Well, crossbows.
Great for sieges.
Yeah, crossbows won out because they run into a peasant and say, you can figure it out. Thunk! Thunk! Unlike longbows where it's...
Especially on this planet, since you have to fire the arrow harder.
Yep, that's why crossbows won out.
Thunk!
You're right. Longbows are better than crossbows. But also, you can hand crossbows to about 100 times.
Chop off your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this came from.
And then you go...
Alright.
So I build the crossbow and teach them how to build it themselves in exchange for swords and maps.
Sure. They can give you each a gladius.
They're actually giving the slave something?
They give us gladius, and I sit there, and once we're out of town, I'll give you this, because I don't know how to use this.
It will take some time for them to forge them.
Okay.
We're going to be here for some time, I think. Yeah. We have to actually fix that ship, don't we?
So basically, we're going into the mountains, we'll get them, pick them up when we come back.
Yes.
But the whole point is to go into the mountains with them.
Why? We could just hang out here.
And heal.
How many days do you guys need to heal? That's why I asked.
Well, let's see. I am still down... Ten.
3 days.
So how many days will it take for you to heal?
3 days for me.
If she's healing two a day, so five.
Okay.
And then once you're in.
Can I expedite that?
Surgery.
You're still that low?
Are you seriously injured?
We were in really piss-poor condition.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll wait here.
My dex is a 4. My endurance is a 6.
When will your endurance hit plus 1?
right now she actually has a total of plus 4. You heal 4 a day. So she's actually
right now I'm plus 4 because my endurance is a 6.
She's still actually healing about 2.5 days.
Yeah, yeah, okay. 3 days.
So we need 3 days.
3 days, that'll give me a day and a half to make the crossbow and show them how to use it.
It'll take more than a day, but...
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Then can we at least get one gladius from some random soldier that we can take up with us?
They should be able to forge them pretty quickly.
Well, but it takes some time to forge them.
How long?
A day, 3 days?
Probably a couple days.
That's fine.
Okay.
They'd like to make them well.
If you could find amongst the market any weird metals that they don't know what they are, but they're selling them as trinkets that might be useful for us.
Go ahead and go speak Valani to them.
Hi.
What skill would that be? Because normally I'd say sensors.
I'm acting as a translator, I guess.
But what would it take to identify the metals?
That would be physical science. Metallurgy.
Yeah, I don't have any sciences. Physical science?
I have life sciences.
I don't think anyone
the metal lives!
No, wait. I have physical science chemistry and physical science zero.
Hey, you can go with them. Everyone go. We'll all go.
Yay!
Entourage.
We go shopping.
Well, I failed to identify him. I'm going around going, that's heavy.
Now that you guys have actually been here for about a week, although you guys have only... By the way, it's 36 hours of daylight, and then 36 hours... No, I'm sorry. 72 hours of daylight followed by 72 hours of night.
They probably think we're really lazy since we sleep for 12 hours.
So we heal quickly to them.
No. Well, do they stay awake for 72 hours and sleep for 72?
Yep.
Wow, we are very out of our area.
Well, I won't say sleep for 72, because you never sleep all the night.
Yeah.
Or else we'd be sleeping right now.
So they sleep, let's see, 8 out of 12 is... 8
out of 24?
Two-thirds. No, like a nighttime is 12 hours.
Oh, okay.
12. So two-thirds of 72...
Whatever. Do we find anything of value in the marketplace?
Oh, there are a few interesting baubles. Nothing particularly interesting.
They sleep for 48 freaking hours.
Well,
2 days for us.
After staying up for what? 5 days?
Yeah,
you go. It's just their bodies
unlike
adapt
us.
To it.
I think we're narcoleptic.
We have an odd one of his experiments.
Obviously, some of the South ones are strange.
No,
it's just crazy mountain people.
Blame him. One of his experiments.
I picked up this random rock.
Oh. One of his experiments affected our sleep cycles.
Oh. I'd burn him.
We would, but his developments are too powerful to...
You need me to fix the frickin' engine.
we could do that for you. We've got an army.
I made a promise to someone.
Oh, your honor's at stake. I have to understand that. All right.
So with the maps and some horses, I guess we don't bother. I won't take the horses. We could just take
the aircraft.
We'll take the aircraft.
I guess we have to walk back to the ship.
Or we can leave it with the soldiers.
I suppose we can ask one of the soldiers to bring the horses back to him.
And
poor horse.
So you guys went damn, you guys are hungry.
Hungry. Oh, we've got any food.
When they stopped caring for you.
Bring it back to the ship, eat the food rations.
Dude, you should have traded for some food too.
I'm sorry, I was more focused on...
You gotta try and cook, don't you?
I can cook the food. Doesn't mean I actually...
Does anyone actually have survival?
Yes.
Okay.
Jessica hunts down on this really dense squirrel.
Well,
the squirrel has a plus 2 strength modifier. It's an epic wrestling match of dude!
I got an 11 on trade cook, so you bring us back the food, I'll cook it up good.
You have to take a hammer to that thing for like 20 minutes.
Though, imagine, these guys never had anything that tender.
It just melts in your mouth, and you guys are like...
You know what's funny? I can blame any oddities on one of your experiments, essentially.
But I'm a good cook.
The Norn soldiers will love me.
Alright. Luckily, the air raft sustained next to no damage.
Plot protection.
Well, no,
it's a very cushy object.
Yes. Yeah. When it jostled around, I went... Because that thing can, you know, basically take just about any... As long as it's got juice in it, it will be fine.
So let's not run out of juice in the mountains.
I suppose we do raise some eyebrows with the soldiers when we leave, though.
They have a flying machine!
Tons of flying chariots of the gods!
No.
By the way, do we get supplies to endure the mountains?
Yeah, I'm bringing the food supplies. And a blanket.
You want a blanket?
I love how we come up with
this.
No, we all get in the hover cart. I have the food supplies and a blanket on my shoulders. Like, what are you doing? I'm bringing the stuff to the mountains. You realize it's actually cold up there. That's why I have a blanket.
Jessica, we probably have hazardous weather supplies on the ship. Since this
I'm
is
bringing my hazard suit.
Everything on goes faster in the montage.
Anyways, we have our supplies. I have my hazard suit. We're going.
And one more thing. Can we hire a guide? I don't want to get lost in the mountains.
No. There are no guides.
No one will go up to the mountains with us.
And no, there is one man who will go into the mountains.
There's always crazy people.
He's been to the mountains before.
We have him, for heaven's sake.
Go get the crazy guy. The worst thing you can do is throw a stick at us.
Here's what I'm going to say. We're in our crazy quota already.
Yeah, so it's not going to happen.
Get the crazy man.
Oh, yes, I've been waiting for this guy.
Okay, fine.
Plus, Andres did his dad's hand rub thing, which means something important is going to happen with this. I remember his little kid's head go.
He's cute.
All right. After asking around and basically spending a few hours talking with people, you don't really have anything to bribe them with, but, you know, it seems like it spread through town. This town, by the way, full of rumor mongers. Oh my gosh.
But what else do you have to do during the day?
When it's 72 freaking hours long. You know, people say there's not enough hours in the day. I mean, these guys got it all figured out.
Can you imagine their growing season?
Good.
Okay. He lives down in a dark alleyway next to one of the bridges.
See, Beastman.
He's kind of lurking down there, and you guys can see that he's definitely paler. He is far closer to your guys' like skin tones.
Mm-hmm. Is he still stocky and dense?
No, he is not. He is tall and lanky like you guys.
Hello.
You guys kind of shout down his hole and you can hear some. You guys can actually kind of hear some murmuring in Anglic.
I say in Anglic. Hello. Are you of the Imperium?
I hear voices. Are these the right voices? Are these the voices that of salvation? Are these the voices of damnation?
I have the voice of engineering.
The voices, they change it again. I should have expected this.
I have food.
Beep beep.
Note to self, voices change.
Beep beep. Hey, crazy man.
Do you know the mountains, dude?
Will you come over here?
I need to return to the mountains.
Walk over
here. Well, we're going there. Come with us.
He's actually down a hole.
Walk up or climb up the hole. You have a rope. Is there a rope?
Beep, beep.
The voices are telling me message again. Maybe the native population has learned my language and are now attempting to deceive me.
My name is Francis.
Stop it, damn it.
The voices have now named themselves. The voices are Francis. Note to any who come after me. Beware, Francis.
Alright. I look down the hole. This is Lance Corporal Jack McAllister of the Imperial Marines. We're requesting your assistance.
Give me persuade. See if you can snap him back to reality.
Do you have order?
I don't have persuade.
Well, you do have military tactics. So you can't just command him.
Or you could intimidate.
What is intimidate? Because there's no intimidate.
There's no intimidate?
No. There's no intimidate.
Never mind, make a persuasion check.
Minus 3 for not having the skill?
Yep.
Plus 1 for my social standing, so minus 2.
Good 10.
What about leadership?
I got a 1.
What about leadership? What would I do?
I could see leadership as well.
Okay, well,
do you have leadership?
It's one or the other.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. I won't fall for that one again. Not again. Not again. Not three times. If it happens once, shame on me. If it happens on you, shame on you. If it happens three times, it's a conspiracy. What's your name? Cool. It's about 3 or 4 meters down.
Can I turn on my IV goggles?
Yeah, you can see basically there's this kind of cool fire pit, and you can see there's a few other amenities. You can see this guy who's just literally kind of sitting in the corner with a little. He's got a calm.
Okay, so he doesn't have anything violent overtly to kill me with, right?
He does have a shotgun sitting directly next to him.
Alright, well, I'm gonna hop down and grab a shotgun. So it's 3 meters.
Well, 3 meters slide down. Hey. Beep beep. It's a burger.
Hi. Crazy.
Ask him his name, dude.
Make sure you shoot me with this. Put it behind me.
I think you broke him.
What's your name? Who's your daddy and what does he do?
He kind of turns off his comm and says, my name is...
Hold on.
Scout Jack Williamson.
Tell me the period.
Hey, I got double sixes. Do I know him? You know, he went missing about the same time you did.
Wow, we've got...
Hey! I think I know you, dude!
Oh, did you get shoot by a mess with two? Invisible?
Yes.
So do we.
I crash landed in the mountains. It was a Volani design. I noticed
it. The missile or the mountains?
Yes. One of the mountains is not a mountain.
It's a base.
Yes.
It's a giant transforming robot.
You need to come with us.
I do suppose I do.
We're from the scouts.
They sent a rescue team?
Sure.
Yes. They sent a rescue team for me. I made it back, though. I don't know how.
Come.
I think I remember you being on my ship.
He kind of stands up, hits his head.
Oh, that was
he walks
time
out.
Frame.
You're short enough.
That's the first time I had an accident happen.
Now that you guys... This guy looks like he has been through hell. I mean, he's kind of got this scraggly beard. Of 12 years of growth, it just looks kind of scraggly, mm-hmm. like he doesn't grow facial hair. You can see his teeth are kind of a bit yellowed at this point. You can see he's pretty unwashed, pretty unkempt. Most of the people around him just kind of go, oh, that guy.
I'm giving him a bath the first chance we get.
I can point out the research facility.
All right.
And I am positive that it's a research facility. I attempted to infiltrate it. They shot me.
We can take you back to a capital ship that's in the next sector over.
Well, we can once we fix our ship.
Yeah, once we get our ship fixed, they blew apart our power supply and engines.
Direct shot to the power plant?
Yep. Yeah. Saw the missile about 16 seconds before impact.
It seems that the Volani understand the scout design and have built missiles specifically for that.
Yeah.
We might want to take that up with command.
Well, you're coming with us, and once it's all said and done, if we get our ship fixed, we'll take you back to Imperium's base. Well, technically you're in Imperium's base now. But Imperium has beaten the Volani a little bit in reclaiming stuff. That's why we're here. So...
I was sent to scout uncharted space.
So are we.
It is a definite strange abnormality that there are 3 species on this planet that all speak the same language.
Yeah.
And are all at the same developmental stage.
Yeah. It seems like a giant social experiment.
Yes, far too expensive for any Volani to organize.
Wait, so you're thinking there aren't Volani?
No, there are Volani. The people here are not Volani. We're not put here by Volani. I think the Volani here are to study why they are here.
Okay.
I'm thinking it may have something to do with the ancients.
So what was your name again?
Possibly.
Jack Williamson.
Scout. Jack Williamson.
Yeah, I think your registered is dead.
It probably has been a long time.
Yeah, about 5-6 years.
It's really hard to tell time here.
Well, you went missing by the same time I got my last official mission before here. And that, what I was told, was 4 years long. I can't remember it.
well, I think we're drawing some stairs right now, so why don't we move out?
let's go take our flying out of here.
Rotten fruit hits Jack.
Which he begins to eat the said rotten fruit.
Which Jack?
The crazy Jack.
Okay. Because I'm also Jack.
He begins eating the rotten tomato.
Yeah, we got supplies. A
little hungry? Alright, come on, Jack.
See, this is why in the scouts, they send you out alone, so that way, should you get shot down, they don't lose too much stuff. At the same time, you see the consequence. You have two official scouts here, and we're both crazy.
Yeah. Although for completely different reasons.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It is valid. You're just insane.
I had some stuff happen to my brains, okay?
Sure you did, Francis. Sure you did.
I hate the military.
I never thought I'd go looking for the damn military.
We hate you too, Francis. We hate you too.
Okay, so back to the hover card. I got a 10.
A what?
A 10. For piloting this small craft.
Can you pass me a tissue?
Slash hovercraft.
I got an issue.
Ding.
Again.
Alright. And you guys are, of course, flying around, and for some reason, Jack, Scout Williamson, he recalls everything in perfect detail.
You just call him Williams. Williamson.
I mean, Williamson, although he hasn't been here in 8 years, or about 6 or 7, recalls every detail to the finest degree.
Wow. Been obsessing over this a bit much, or...?
I've been going over the details in my head. I can't talk with anyone here.
True. I suppose we were lucky I spoke Valani.
Yes, very lucky. Just think if you didn't, and if they saw us, what would happen?
Well,
the compound isn't that one.
You'd probably be dead.
The reason why you can tell
or
is because right over there, you can tell that that's not actually a rock deposit, because based on the geological research that I have done, most of the rock here is a dark black-gray combination. That right there is a reddish-brown. It's either a misrepresentation that they accidentally did, or their base is rusting.
So when did they start shooting at us?
How close do we get to before they start shooting?
I had reached the entrance.
By the way, I'm an official. Officially, I'm a senior scout. Okay. That's why I don't outrank you.
So, can we sneak up there? Alright, we fly up the entrance and say, "Fuck off, bitches!"
You just hand me the box of tissues.
Alright. And honestly, breaking into the compound is where we're gonna call it this week.
Alright.
So, what do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean tabletop game. You know, with dice and stuff. You know, like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Psst. Hey, buddy, don't worry. You'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.